You're listening to SBS News.
It's taken months of negotiations, and now the federal government has secured the support of the Greens, which will enable it to deliver on its climate change commitment to reduce carbon emissions by 43% by 2030. While the government would not agree to ban new coal and gas projects, it has negotiated a hard cap on emissions. 215 of Australia's biggest polluters will be forced to reduce their emissions by 4.9% each year. The hard cap will require gross emissions to remain below the current pollution level of 140 million tonnes per year, which will decrease over time. The Greens also secured a pollution trigger for any new fossil fuel projects, which will require the climate change minister to test a project's impact on the hard cap and net carbon budget. Greens leader Adam Bandt says the outcome is a win for climate action.
The Greens, through the negotiations, have secured a big hit on coal and gas. There will now be, in legislation, a hard cap on actual emissions that the safeguard sector can emit. This puts a limit on coal and gas expansion in this country. In fact, the limit must decline over time. This means a huge number of those 116 coal and gas projects in the pipeline will not be able to go ahead.
Mr. Bandt says it means fossil fuel projects like the Beetaloo gas project in the Northern Territory will be derailed. Mr. Bandt says the party will continue to push the government to ban all new fossil fuel projects and introduce a climate trigger.
One of the things that's become readily apparent about this place and this parliament, negotiating with Labor is like negotiating with the political wing of the coal and gas corporations. Labor seems more afraid of the coal and gas corporations than climate collapse. Labor seems more afraid of Woodside than global warming.
Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the Labor government is ending a decade of climate inaction by being closer to passing the safeguard mechanism changes.
The Albanese government gets things done. And nowhere is it more important to get things done than in the area of climate policy after 10 years of denial and delay. Today, we're a big step closer to passing the safeguards mechanism reforms through the Parliament.
Additionally, if a project could exceed the cap, the minister will need to consult and go back to Parliament to amend the cap or recalibrate the rules by limiting or reducing carbon credit units.
Also, we're making clear our intention in the Act that aggregate carbon emissions must reduce over time, expressed as a five-year rolling average to take into account any short-term fluctuations. If the cap, in terms of pollution, if the advice to me is that it would be exceeded, then I must consult on my policy options and, as the Minister of the Day, either amend the rules or take any other policy action available to the government at that time.
All new gas fields for export will need to be net zero CO2 from day one, and the government has announced an extra $400 million to help transitioning industries like steel, aluminium and cement. Both Labor and the Greens agree that the policy won't cause a gas shortage or increase energy prices. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says passing the safeguard mechanism paves the way to achieve Australia's commitment for 43% emission reduction by 2030.
The safeguard mechanism is the vehicle to achieve our commitment for 43% reduction by 2030. And that is the precondition as well for our engagement in the region and the world. We need to act on climate change. We can't afford to continue to engage in conflict in this place in order to try to get the perfect outcome.
He also says the Liberal and National Party have sidelined themselves by not supporting climate reform.
It says a lot about the state of the Liberal and National parties in 2023, that in spite of the election result, they have excluded themselves from any participation. They're the observers of Australian politics rather than the participants.
The Coalition spokesman for climate change and energy, Ted O'Brien, says the changes to the safeguard mechanism, which the Coalition first introduced, are a Trojan horse for a carbon tax.
This is not a plan to decarbonise the Australian economy, but rather a plan to deindustrialise it. The core of the Labor Greens deal is a hard cap on emissions. This is a hard cap on growth of the Australian economy. This is a carbon tax on prosperity, and this will lead to an offshoring of emissions. This plan is bad for the economy and it's bad for the environment.
The Teal Independents put forward their own amendments, however they were shelved. The bill will now go to the Senate, where the government needs the support of two other senators to pass the bill and implement the change from July. Sophia Tarek, SBS News.